Good morning and welcome to Niakati View. I'm Peter Newman. You know, media is changing rapidly, whether it be radio or video or print. And with us is the newest addition to Tillamook County, The Pioneer, which is an online news service. Joining us this morning are two of the people responsible for putting this content on the air, Leanne Neal and Kelly Benson. Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How did you decide to get started in something like this? What hole are you filling when you're doing this kind of a venture? There's so much media out there, and it's so broad, and yet increasingly there's less local content all over the place. What are you trying to do to fill that hole?
There's a lot of local content, and you can see it just being on Facebook or even just being on Twitter occasionally, too. But there isn't like a clearinghouse that provides both kind of aggregated content and original content, and I think that's the role we're trying to fill. We want to be 24/7 when that's needed, but we also want to be able to share some things that are maybe a little more whimsical, just a little more interesting, that you may not be able to get otherwise.
Both of you have a long background, one in journalism, the other in journalism and in the business world. What attracted you to the online? Because you know you could have continued doing it the old print way or working in a standard business model, but what is the attraction here?
I can tell you that when I was doing print, even up to about 2 years ago, I guess, is when I stopped doing print journalism as an editor. I would get so frustrated with the fact that you would have to spend all this time on layout and then go around from there and try to update the web. And to me, it just seemed like why not just eliminate the layout? It's the printing part of it's, you know, wasteful in the sense of the paper, but the time you spend on it is ridiculous trying to make it look nice, really good design. When it's on the web, all people need is a picture and then they need the content. And it's like that's the useful part of it. To me, just in terms of the environment, in terms of the expense, and in terms of the time, it just made absolutely no sense to continue with print.
Well, in the world of print, we have dailies, we have weeklies, we have monthly journals. But here you are, you know, you could be sitting there constantly updating. I mean, what is your timeline? In terms of working with a story, or does it depend on the story?
It depends. If it's something, if it's breaking news, you know, we just had a few months ago, maybe 6 weeks ago, we had a power outage that caused some other outages in the area. You know, we just kept checking back, and every 20 minutes or so, when we'd get an update, we'd post it. But if it's something we, you know, want to do more of a feature story or an enterprise story, we'll approach that the same way we would with print.
Yeah,
you know, just take your time and interview all your people and put it together and post it when it's done.
Kelly, for you on the business side, you know, a lot of people try to make money on the internet, and it's a very wide field. There's a lot of eyeballs out there, but there are a lot of things that people can see too. In the word of the game, how do you monetize this?
Well, right now it's the primary way that we're planning on making money through the paper, or the online news source, I should say.
We call it the paper.
Yeah, it's going to be through advertising and sponsorship. We have thought about doing subscriptions, and that may be something that we do in the future, but at this point, the primary will be advertising.
Yeah, I've often thought one of the mistakes newspapers made as they went online was they got people used to not charging, paying for content, and so we're used to going and not paying for things that really do cost money. Somebody, whether it's through advertising or subscription, somebody has to pay to get good journalism.
Right.
And for me, if the content were good, I would accept a paywall. But you're just getting started too. You need to get some street cred, right?
That's right. People need to know that we can do what we say we can do before they're willing to pay for it. And again, like Kelly said, we haven't ruled out subscriptions by any means. But at this particular point, we're really going to try to hone in on sponsorships for specific sections, general advertising, that type of thing.
I was going to say, too, it's kind of funny. I mean, a lot of this is kind of growing organically. I mean,
yeah.
We basically, the first post was
July 28th, we did our little soft launch.
We sort of put it out there, and we've asked people in the community, you know, we did an online survey, what people think, and just how much of a response that we got from that kind of showed people are interested. People want it. People are looking, you know, to see what we're saying. I think Leanne's credibility as a journalist in this community is one of the things people trust, her ability to kind of get the information together and get it into little bits that people can actually digest and understand. I think also just with the timing of the papers and what's been going on, and the fact that it's harder and harder to get news that makes sense for us here. It was like, we need to just get started. We just need to go. We just need to do it and sort of let it figure out how we're going to make it work.
Well, you've been up since July. How's it doing?
Well, in terms of
hits, numbers,
we've had total page views. We've almost, as of it's been about 6 weeks, I guess. Is that about right? A little bit more. We've had close to 38,000 page views total, which I think is pretty good.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and then as far as the length of time people are sticking around, the average tends to be about 20 minutes, which, again, in this day and age is a pretty decent amount of time to be lingering on a website. So we're pretty happy with the response. We're feeling pretty encouraged by that.
What are people – you get a great chance to see what people are interested in. What are the hot pages?
You know what's funny, again, is sports right now, and we're lucky to have Will Seymour doing that. He's the third person in this project. He's a former sports editor from the Headlight Herald and has his master's in specialized journalism from USC. He's kind of our little young cutting-edge fellow. He's got quite a following with the sports already, and that is our most popular category right at the moment. And now it's followed very closely by Nahal and Bay Area news, which doesn't surprise me because Kelly and I are up here, so we tend to have a little bit more of a direct link into what's going on in this area. But we're connected countywide, and we're watching the categories, all of them, whether it's regional or by subject, they're all pretty close. We don't have one that's just completely outpacing the rest, which is kind of nice.
You said up here, Tillamook is a long and skinny county. There's a lot of either you're putting a lot of miles on your car, or you're getting some help, or maybe both.
Yeah. Yeah, Will lives in South County. He lives down between Pacific City and Neskowin, and he grew up there, so he knows people all over that area, which is very helpful. I know some of them from recovering the area years ago at the Headlight Herald, and then Kelly is, bred here in North County. She knows everybody up here, and I grew up in Central, so we're really connected. We know people all over the place that can help us when we can't be somewhere,
And speaking of borders, does your beat end at the Tillamook Clatsop or the Tillamook Lincoln County line?
It doesn't. I mean, loosely, yes. And we kind of need somewhat of a definition just to keep us from having ADD panic or something. But as far as when something affects the residents of, say, Neskowin, that happens in Lincoln City, and it will sometimes because they shop there, we have no problem covering it. If it's something up here on the north end, same thing. Even if it is over the hill in Washington County, sometimes things that happen in Banks and Tillamook are tied together, and we do know people out there in the media even that can partner with us. So we're fine with covering things outside of our borders when they actually truly affect local people.
We're talking this morning with Leanne Neal and Kelly Benson, The Pioneer, a new online news service in Tillamook County, talking about the numbers of page views and unique users and so on. I've heard it said that one of the tripping points of all this is that starts to drive the topics that journalists and organizations choose to cover. You see what's hot, it's working, you give it more of it. Maybe setting aside your own work, does that bother you personally, either of you, from a journalist or a business point of view?
Yeah, we haven't had that happen with us, and I don't see that happening with us locally. But as far as on the national level, it's a little troubling when you see things like, the Miley Cyrus Syria situation with CNN giving Miley way more play when we were talking about possibly going into combat. It's a little troubling. But at the same time, I think that over time, people start to, it's almost like the way they always say, leave a capitalist system alone and it'll sort itself out. I mean, I don't even know if that's true, but I do believe it's true with media. Leave it alone. It'll sort itself out. People will start to see what's more important eventually. And you just don't want to mess with it too much. But I always get depressed by popular opinion.
and it's not like newspapers haven't been doing that either.
That's right.
or electronic media for that matter.
That's right.
Well, from a business point of view, Kelly, how did you're starting really literally from scratch with this. You're going out to local businesses and organizations, and can we get a little kind of mini version of the pitch? I'd love to hear it.
our pitch right now? Well, the plan right now is to go to people within the community, I guess, that would like to support the Pioneer. Our plan right now is basically for $100, somebody can have a pretty nice size post or a link to their website or little logo ad that'll be up there for as long as that article is up. So, you know, primarily because the first 2 weeks they're going to get a lot of coverage. We're planning on doing that for $100 per post, which isn't that... It should be a decent-sized ad without really interfering with people reading the news on there. We don't want it to be just all advertising and have people get kind of lost within it.
No problem.
But I think it also, you know, the people that are going to be looking at it are people that are really interested in the community, and it is getting good readership. So the likelihood of it being seen is pretty high. Mm-hmm.
Leanne, what are some of the stories in Tillamook County that just not only from your experience doing this over the last few months, but more importantly, perhaps your practically lifelong experience in covering this area? What are the big stories, and what are the popular stories, which may not be the same thing?
Yeah, no, I don't think that they are the same thing always, but I think that one of the things that always strikes a chord with people locally, it gets people pretty either heated or passionate or whatever you want to say, is anytime there's any kind of I don't know how to characterize it other than to say, you know, maybe environment versus, you know, livelihood type issues, land use type things, they tend to be the things that get people really stirred up. Although I sense a demographic shift here that seems to be, it's still true, but it seems to be not quite as true. And having been, you know, out of the loop for a little while, we were doing some public relations marketing there for about a year and a half, and I wasn't covering the news, you know, like I had been. I'm thinking I'm going to start getting a sense of what that shift is here really quickly. It's more of a hunch, but I feel like there's a lot more critical mass with people who are accepting of the fact that, you know, that's going to flood down there on the north end of Tillamook. Why fight that? We should just go ahead and, you know, convert that property to parkland. I mean, it used to be a really hard thing to convince people that it was a good thing. Now I think people get it. So that's shifted. So I'm not even sure that that's true anymore.
Probably trees versus jobs is still around.
It is. And that's that one I don't see going away quite yet, you know, but people also in this area love history. And it's by no means a hot button issue, but you can write anything about history and people just gobble that up. They love it. It's more so than in other communities. I don't know why that is.
Do you think is the shift you're talking about possibly a demographic shift? I mean, mm-hmm. as a generational matter?
I think it's a combination of generational and just an influx of people that just have a different viewpoint. You know, people that we up here in North Tillamook County, we have a lot of organic farmers, and we have at least one farm where people come from all over the world to I guess apprentice. I'm not sure that that's the right word, but they learn the trade literally on the ground, and it's changing. You know, just very very small numbers, but it's changing. There's a ripple effect on how people look at the land and our relationship to it. It's just kind of interesting.
So with a given story, how fast do you turn it around and then the story develops and you update it and then you update it around? This could be an enormous personal sinkhole of time if you chose to make it so.
It can be. I mean, it's a lot of fun, you know, and that's the danger since we are at this point. We just are starting to try to get some revenue. So anything essentially that we do is volunteer. So it can be a sinkhole, but it's. You know, honestly, you can decide for yourself, you know, what's worthwhile. And some weeks I'll think, okay, you know, you want to give people something new at least every day in the beginning. And sometimes Will is covering a pretty, you know, hot sports event. So I'm off the hook that day. I don't have to think of something that day. Other times it just falls in your lap, you know, and you don't have to worry about it. It's also fairly quick. So, yeah, if I'm very conscientious about it, we can limit the time.
Well, one of the things that I find funny, too, is that you can't stop Leanne from looking at the news and wanting to tell people about the news. So I think it's kind of a natural. I mean, you're going to do it anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to do it whether I get paid or not. So.
You might as well get paid.
You might as well get paid a little bit.
Yeah, it's kind of in your blood. Can't really stop that.
Yeah, and Kelly, you may not be quite a subject of the news cycle on the business side, but there's the care and feeding of the people who have trusted their dollars with you, and they I'm sure want numbers and stats, and those always change. How do you service your customer that way in something that's very, very rapidly changing world?
I think from that, really, we're just going to have to keep looking and checking and treat it as something that's organic, see what stories are out there, make sure that people are getting the getting what they were expecting out of it. Mm-hmm. Honestly, at this point, I think I'm just going to have to keep an eye on it and see what kind of feedback people are getting, see if they're feeling that they're getting value out of it. Yeah, it's great to have people supporting it just because it's a nice thing to do for the community, but obviously people want something that's going to help their businesses as well or what they're up to as well.
Yeah.
So on the walls of the Pioneer World headquarters, and they can be virtual walls these days, what is, simply put, the mission statement?
Simply put, and it is very simple at this point, it really is serving the people of Tillamook County with useful information. It's just that simple. And that, you know, you can elaborate from there in terms of it being instant when it's necessary for it to be instant or helpful for it to be instant. But that's primarily it. And that opens it up to a lot of things. I mean, information can be a lot of things. It's not just, you know, breaking news. It can be references to other news sources that have information that you know, we just kind of curate that information.
Well, yes, I've seen sites modeled this way, and it is a mix of original content and carefully curated stuff. And it seems to me that when you do that, you put your imprint on the curated stuff and say, yeah, we think this is important. And if I as a reader have come to trust you, then I will click through to that.
Absolutely. I know it's funny. Some days, you know, we discuss what we're going to share, and a lot of times we just do it. And sometimes it'll be something like, you know, Smithsonian Magazine recently published an article about Jacobson Salt Company, which is based in, their plant is in Neatarts. And we thought, well, you know, that's worth sharing with people because do they even have a clue, you know, how far flung this you know, movement is with the food and the fact that we have a local representative in it. I think people, sometimes it's easy to think, oh, we just live on the coast and this is just podunk. And it's like, actually, there's a lot more going on here than might meet the eye. And just because we didn't know about it personally at first or write about it doesn't mean it's not worth sharing.
Now, are you working on any more formal partnerships with these possible links?
I think it's fair to say we can discuss this, but we talked to we were recently interviewed by Tommy Boy down at Tillamook Cow Internet Radio in Tillamook. He wants to start doing a weekly wrap-up. We just sit around for an hour and just talk kind of casually, but wrap up the news of the week, which is a way to reach people that may or may not really be into reading it. I say that in all seriousness. I mean, sometimes people just don't have the time. They don't care. They don't want to read it, but they want to know. And so we were talking about partnering with him on that in the very near future. And we've had a working relationship with Jane Scott Video Productions and her online television channel. So we're looking at ways of teaming up with her, possibly covering live events, but also possibly staging some, you know, some political debates, that kind of thing.
For the two of you, to back off a little bit and look at the bigger picture, not just for your paper, but for paper. I keep wanting to use the word paper.
We say that too.
That virtual paper. well, which brings me to the point. Does conventional print, in your both of your professional judgments, does print as we know it right now, whether it be the local weekly paper or even the New York Times, does it have a future? I mean, look at Jeff Bezos bought the Washington Post, and I'm guessing, you know, with his background, for example, he's interested in more than just the printing press, and of course they're online, but is there a future to print?
I think Jeff Bezos bought the brand, and I think he bought the credibility, and that would, within that is my answer, which I don't think there is a future for print. And I say that with a slight bit of sadness because, I mean, obviously I grew up in a generation which was it was print until very recently. Love it. Love the smell. Love the way it feels in your hands. You know, the history. But it's just not a sustainable format. It takes way too much time to produce it. It takes way too many resources to, you know, actually get it into people's hands, and it's just people just don't have the time, you know, to mess with it. So it's not sustainable, no.
And I think a lot of people, even a couple of years ago, couldn't stand the idea of not actually reading a paper, and it was too hard to maybe look at it on the computer. But now with the devices that we have out there, it's becoming so much easier and more comfortable. And, you know, you're seeing pretty much everybody switching over to it.
Well, so. I was going to ask you whether what you, if you I haven't looked at your site online on a tablet yet. I should, but is it formatted in such a way so that if I catch it on a tablet, I'll be able to make sense of it all?
Yeah, you can. We don't have an iPad edition or a tablet edition. We've talked about doing that in the near future. We're sort of got a lot of things on our list of things we'd like to do once we start making a little bit of money, and that's one of them for sure.
But you can do it on the phone.
It's very readable on a tablet.
And if you're interested in a specific subject, I mean, definitely I'll just take you through to the story.
Yeah.
And it'll come up. So.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you another question about a bird's eye view of online journalism. One of the problems that I see, which may have already come up and may well come up, is the fact that with online content, you can be your own editor. If I choose to be interested in nothing but sports, I can be oblivious as to what's happening with local, state, national politics. I can go through my entire life being ignorant of that. Whereas the old-fashioned newspaper, I mean, if you want to, the sports section was there, but you bought the paper and you were at least kind of forced to look at the front page before you put it in the birdcage. Is that another worry that we should have, and that is that we all become sort of interested in our own little thing, or we're all reading left-wing newspapers or right-wing newspapers online, and we're not getting at the other side, we're not talking to each other anymore. We're just in this kind of feedback loop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually. And I've been guilty of it as a reader myself, you know, getting caught up in certain points of view, not taking into consideration that there are other people with other opinions out there. I think that it's one of those things that, you know, it's kind of in the press's hands, you know, a little bit to try to encourage more, diversity in what people read. I mean, one of the ways we hope to do that, and we haven't really even begun to bear down on it at all, is our forum. And we set up a forum where, unlike Letters to the Editor, we're hoping people really are going to have conversations. And we're hoping that that's one way to do it, because you can't, you know, you have like posts that you produce, whether they're presented as articles or opinion, you know, like you said, people can, they may sign up for Google alerts that exclude those. But if there's a forum, we're hoping people will kind of open their eyes to other points of view.
Yeah, I'm worried about the Fox viewer who never watches anything else, or the MSNBC viewer who never watches anything else, and their whole worldview will never change because the quote right people are talking to them.
Well, yeah, you've got your Rachel Maddows and your Bill O'Reillys, and it's like there's never the train shall meet, right?
Well, it further raises the question of online journalism integrity. You know, it's. I guess it goes back to that old cartoon that on, you know, the internet, nobody knows if you're a dog or not. Nobody knows if you're a journalist either, because what constitutes journalism in the internet age?
Right. I mean, to some people, all that it takes is numbers. You know, you say you get the hits, people go, oh, well, then, you know, you've got a viewership, or you've got. But I still think there's a place for trained journalists, in the sense that we're human too, and we aren't always perfect, but we do have a pretty pretty strong sense of responsibility around trying to be objective. Not all of us, but especially I think community journalists do. You know, it's too small of an area to be completely divisive, and I think you can trust us to try to present both sides of things.
But the two of you are professionals who can look it over and kind of put it through the smell test, I guess.
Right. And some of the people that are maybe starting blogs or that sort of thing aren't necessarily trained that way.
So are you going to be going out then and continuing to work with, as you say, citizen journalists and grow this thing that way?
Yeah, absolutely. We were even saying, you know, if somebody's a weather spotter for the National Weather Service, you know, a volunteer, we'd like to meet up with them. We'd like to train with them. I mean, not train, but partner with them. And there's all kinds of room. You know, there's people that write entertaining blogs that we would love to be kind of a platform, a link to that. But yeah, the sky is kind of the limit there. We again, like Kelly says, that'll probably grow somewhat organically.
Yeah, it seems to me that what was the number? How many? 30,000?
37, almost 38,000.
In just a few months?
Just less than.
Yeah, that's pretty good. You know, if you keep that up,
yeah,
you might be surpassing print at some point. Yeah. Which would kind of make you feel pretty good, I imagine.
Well, it's definitely fun. And it's fun to just get the synergy going. And when we get people saying, oh, gosh, you know, this is needed, we're like, oh, good. Then we're not just doing some, you know, really time-consuming hobby.
Well, what stories rise to the top? I mean, both in terms of you can sort of feel interest. There's interest temperature-wise, and then there's mm-hmm. interest in the count. What are some of the big stories, or big topic areas in Tillamook County?
Right. I don't want to offend anybody who's a sports journalist, including Will Seymour, but sports is incredibly popular. And I think, again, that's in part because it's a community. And I mean, it's a small community, and it's the only thing going on Friday nights is the games, and people go to them and they really, really care about the kids. That's huge. And I think another thing that tends to really get people is anything that's regional in nature. People really read. I would have thought it would be the other way around. People would want to be, they'd be really focused on a story that specifically dealt with their, you know, their little sub community. But people like it if it's a broad, you know, far reaching story. You know, we just had a press release actually that we ran. We didn't even write it on the Nestucca Wildlife Refuge being purchased by it's going to be conserved now. And I mean, that one just went through the roof. People love that story. You know, it's like, oh, you know, it's a place we can all go. It's public land now. It's going to be preserved. And it's just like, I would have thought that would have gotten a few glances and people would have said yay. And that would have been that. But
so when someone sees a story like that, are they giving you some sort of feedback? Are you actually getting some email or little shout outs from readers? Besides knowing the count, are you getting a sense for what they think about the story?
Yeah, we do get a lot of feedback from people. We've gotten a lot of thank yous on we did one on Verizon Wireless service was kind of spotty here in this area for a while. Still, I think is in some cases actually. We finally reached somebody from Verizon who kind of led us through the various reasons for it. We put it all together and we had lots of people saying thank you so much just for letting us know what's going on. They weren't getting any answers by calling customer service, and so that kind of thing we get a lot of response for.
How about advocacy journalism? Are you going to do any of that, or is this you know, more straightforward reporting? I mean, are there things that you particularly feel about in general? I'm not going to put you in the spot because I don't know what it might be. And is there a possibility that in the future you're going to see something and say, okay, this organization feels strongly about mm-hmm. this. This is our opinion based on fact, but mm-hmm. this is our opinion.
I think so. We haven't talked about it in depth yet. But the three of us, you know, because there are only three of us running this show right now, that's the problem at most papers is there's so many people involved. Either you're going to have like a dictatorship where there's the owner and they're going to say how it is, or else you have to try to get everybody to agree, and that's hard too. I think with the three of us, I think we can and probably will at some point with various issues that crop up have weigh in when we think it's useful to the community.
Going to do political endorsements?
That we have not discussed yet. As it gets closer to election time, I imagine we'll have to discuss that. But that gets very weird. I mean, I've been at places where they do. You know, I mean, I've been in places where they absolutely refuse to touch it. So I don't know. But
that can be tricky in a small community.
It can be tricky, yeah. It really
any
can.
Community. This has been a pleasure. We could go on for another half hour, but we can't. Because unlike online, we have space and time commitments. Leanne Neal and Kelly Benson, The Pioneer. It is online. Give us the URL for it.
You bet. It's TillamookCountyPioneer.net.
And it's well worth reading. Thanks to the both of you. We will see you next time on The Econi View.
Thank you, Peter.